We have a new sponsor to tell you about. We hope you support them. If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. There's no excuse not to keep your firearms out of the wrong hands. Sportsman Steel Safes. Visit Sportsman Steel Safes. They support Armed American Radio. Man, we need to support them. If you're in the market for a safe or you don't have one and you've been thinking about it, call my friend Matt at Sportsman Steel Safe at 888-681-4140. 888-681-4140. Tell him you're an Armed American Radio listener, and he will work up a special deal for you on the spot. And make sure to visit Sportsman Steel Safe at SportsmanSteelSafes.com. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Again, if you're an Armed American Radio listener, they will provide special pricing specifically for you. Tell them you listen to the show. See you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. And a happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. Houston, Texas, how you doing today, huh? Tejas, gotta love Tejas. Why are you laughing about that, Sean? Well, it's good to have you back. Your laughter in the background. I didn't know if your mic was live or not, but it's great. So go ahead and bring your mic live.
Yeah, my mic's always live. I've just tried to be quiet until, and even when I want to have a real bad experience or a reaction, I cut my mic.
Okay, well, that's probably a good thing.
Yes, it is.
With your experience, you know better.
Yes, absolutely. But
I do dig the Ed McMahon thing going on in the background. That's always fun.
No, I was laughing because you didn't say, how you doing?
Oh, to Houston, how you doing?
There you go.
You know, speaking of Texas, I'm going to do a Grilling While Armed segment. I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend, and millions of Americans are barbecuing. Mm. And I lit my smoker up on Friday at about 9 p.m.
I'm just wrong. That's just
it is still going, and it is still at 240 degrees. What has come off of it has just been exceptional. It's been phenomenal stuff. But we want to thank those people who have given everything to us to be able to talk about grilling while armed.
Absolutely.
On Armed American Radio and our Second Amendment freedoms and preserving that. And the families and the men and women in uniform who have made it possible over all of these many, many, many years. Our rights are under vicious attack in this country. And I know many of you are discouraged. Many of you in uniform are discouraged about that. We know you're listening in Afghanistan. I've gotten the emails from you. And we couldn't be prouder of that. So thanks to everybody in uniform for the sacrifices you make and your families. Wow. You know, very, very difficult. And to those of you who have made the ultimate sacrifice and your families, we think about you all the time. We wouldn't exist without you. So hats off to all of you and for giving us the freedoms that we enjoy today. I've got a great guest lineup this hour. We're going to have some fun, but we're also going to get some hard-hitting. My next guest is a friend of this program, a good friend of mine, and a story that is very difficult, never gets any easier to tell. New listeners across the nation will hear right now from Miss Nikki Gosar. Nikki, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi there, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
It is always a pleasure, as you well know. Let's go ahead and introduce some of those around the table as well. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you're here on the broadcast with us today, my resident firearms expert. George, how are you?
Outstanding, as usual, and it's a pleasure and a privilege, as always. Nikki, it's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. Good to be on with you guys.
And David Kodria, up in Hudson, Ohio. David, I can probably say without looking at the weather that you don't have a space heater going up there on your outdoor patio outside Cleveland now, do you?
No, I don't, and I'm just waiting for you guys to start ranking on grilling with gas.
Segment three, brother. Segment three of this hour, that will happen. I've got to give you a taste, though. Nikki, do you know what crackling wood and charcoal sounds like on a Weber grill, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've barbecued while armed with me at my home.
That's right.
You've seen that gigantic Weber and the smaller ones in action.
Yes.
You know what David Kodria's grill sounds like?
What's that?
Picture the match lighting and the little flame going. We are going to go to inside three.
Get it all out. Get it all out. Let's hear it. It's the sound of disappointment.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just fun because it's not one of those propane grills. You know where you go and get your fuel at a Home Depot and put it in the truck and exchange the tank and bring it back? His is built into the ground. It actually comes from the earth.
Oh, wow.
He turns a knob and it goes. David, you can't run out, though, can you?
Well, you know, I guess if I don't pay my gas bill, I can run out.
Or if spiders build webs in the tube.
Yeah, that happens, too. That happens, too.
That's so wrong.
Okay, Grilling While Armed comes up in the third segment. Right now, we want to go back. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Okay. Nikki, earlier in this program, we were talking about California, Santa Barbara. What do we have? Seven victims? Six. I don't count the shooter. He got what he deserved. He's where he belongs, rotting, hopefully, in hell. Nikki, the entire city, basically, of Santa Barbara is a gun-free zone, isn't it?
Yes.
And you know a little bit about firsthand experience, a gun-free zone. Can you enlighten my new listeners and to those who will never tire of hearing your story and what it means to you personally to change this insane, phony, gun-free safety zone?
Yeah, it is my belief, my very strong belief, that gun-free zones are killing zones. It's where good, law-abiding, innocent people are frequently targeted by those that intend to do evil. And they can do that evil rather successfully because no one is there that can stop them. Back in 2009, my husband, Ben, was shot and killed right in front of me and about 50 other people right in the middle of a busy restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee. It was a gun-free zone. I followed the law at the time and left my permitted firearm locked in my vehicle. Of course, the man that was stalking me brought his gun in illegally. He did not have a handgun carry permit, didn't follow the law. Murder is already illegal. And he shot Ben and killed him right in front of everyone. And I'll probably wonder for the rest of my life if I could have prevented that. Of course, I'll never know because I was denied that chance. And I just try to educate people as much as I can about the dangers of disarming the good and law-abiding people in society and how it creates a situation where they are truly sitting ducks.
You know what? You will wonder, and it's so difficult to say that, Nikki. We've discussed this so many times, and I cannot overemphasize this. I mentioned you and I and Susanna Hupp, who became immediately after your husband's brutal murder. She became somewhat of a mentor to you, didn't she?
Yes, absolutely. She's an amazing, amazing person.
Now, Susanna Hupp, of course, for those of you who may not know, is the survivor, former Texas legislator, who was in the Luby's cafeteria in 1992 when George Henard, the madman, drove his pickup truck through the plate glass window at lunch, exited the vehicle, and systematically slaughtered 23 people in that restaurant who were following Texas law at the time, which forbid them the ability to carry their firearms inside a restaurant, because we all know what guns do in the hands of law-abiding people in restaurants. I'll never understand that ever. And two of those people of that statistic were her mother and father, who she lost that day. And Nikki, you and I sat together with Susanna Hupp on more than one occasion and did it on national television, in fact, when she made the following statement. When asked by John Stossel, do you think you would have been able to stop the crime that day? Her response was, you know what, I don't know. But I do know this, that if I had had my gun with me, at least it would have changed the odds. How do you feel about that statement?
Oh, I agree with her totally. You know, it's, she will never really know. I will never really know. But we certainly were not given
the opportunity to find out.
Or the opportunity to even try.
Well, you changed you single-handedly. And I don't want to say single-handedly. You had a lot of help, but it was you and your effort that was very instrumental over the course of the next 2 years in changing Tennessee law. And you've spoken at a number of state houses around the country and appeared at many rallies. You spoke with us at the Second Amendment rally. If you can believe that, was 4 years ago already.
I'm sure that's why it does.
And you are making such a huge difference. You were awarded the Sybil Ludington Award by the National Rifle Association. You have been introduced in front of tens of thousands of members in the arena, and you are truly making a difference. So it's very, very important that your voice is heard. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll go around the table and we'll talk about the gun-free safety zone lie in Santa Barbara. And we'll do it with someone who experienced the turmoil that a gun-free safety zone can cause when someone enters that phony gun-free safety zone with intent to do harm, and how they can get away with causing mass destruction, as we saw in Santa Barbara, California, in another gun-free safety zone yet again. When we return here on the Armed American Radio Network with an all-star lineup, I'm Mark Walters, back right after this.
Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014, that's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. American made, American owned. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Now back to Mark.
SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Check this out. We'll be joining forces with Armed American Radio either next week or the week after, probably the week after next, and I'll tell you why. Because we want to get plenty of promotion out there. We're going to be giving away a safe here on Armed American Radio. Sportsman Steel Safe will be joining me on the air, and we will be giving away a safe. And I'm not talking about one of them little finger deals, you know, like I got on my nightstand. I'm talking about a gorilla baby, like forklift. Like a safe to store your firearms responsibly. We will be giving that away very, very soon. For information, head over to Armed American Radio on Facebook, and we'll be making that announcement. On Tuesday, you'll find some links on our Facebook page where you can join John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center and help him fund his research. He needs it desperately. To tell the truth in the face of the lies coming from Soros and Bloomberg and all of his milk chuggers. In addition to them, you'll also be able to read a little bit about how he got his research. More guns, less crime. Follow John Lott. And then later in the week, we'll be doing something with Sportsman Steel Safe. So we'll update you at Facebook, at Armed American Radio, on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Head over there and like us and join the almost 100,000 other fans. We'll be giving away the Crossbreed Holster Shooters Pack later on in the program before the end of the hour. We'll do that at the beginning of the next segment after the next break. Welcome back to the program. Nikki Gosar, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
George, the Mad Ogre Hill, you're at the table, your feet kicked up.
I am ready and revving and just loving being on the air on this wonderful day.
Well, thank you very much. And David Kodria, you as well. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. And George, I have to apologize to you because I did not realize that you were going to be on this segment, and so I did not announce it when I put my announcement out. So I'll make sure to tell people when I do their recap tomorrow.
The ogre needs no introduction.
It's all good. It's all good.
People walk by him when he walks into a grocery store, and he hears, "Sup, ogre?" That's a true statement.
It does happen. I go into a gun store, and I'm like Kramer from Seinfeld with a big hat. Walking in,
I love
like a boss with the cane.
Yeah, here comes the ogre. You got to love it. And it doesn't matter what state he's in or what city he's in that respective state. People know him. And I know that from firsthand. I stood there with him in Vegas when people walked by all day. Ogre, sup, ogre, what's up? I thought, wow, George, you're famous. I love it. Nikki Chipotle just made an announcement, and I want to get your perspective on how this whole thing went down with the Open Carry Texas group, who has, you know, hats off, and with all due respect to them, changed tactics, thank goodness. But not before Chipotle caved to the Bloomberg milk-chugging groups, this one in particular, Moms Demand Action. Now Chipotle, the national chain, is a gun-free state. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I'll just say this. I know a lot of people in the open carry movement, and I have a great deal of respect for them. I think most open carriers are extremely respectful They carry in a smart way. They carry handguns in, you know, retention holsters, and they're responsible, and they don't try to scare the public. Unfortunately, there are some people in that particular movement that have chosen to carry some very large, I would say rather intimidating weaponry in the middle of a restaurant, Chipotle, for example, and it scared a lot of people. And, you know, I can understand that. I personally, and this is just my own personal decision, I choose to carry concealed. I just believe in that element of surprise. I don't want the bad guy to know that I have it. And I don't want to scare people. You know, my right to carry is more important to me than everyone seeing that I have it. And I think that that decision was made by Chipotle because they were kind of forced into a situation where a lot of their customers were scared, and it's unfortunate that that has happened. I don't think it's smart. I think it's just as foolish for Chipotle to say, you know what, we want to make this a gun-free zone. We don't want you carrying here because the law-abiding are not the people that they need to worry about.
And I want to make it very clear, well said too, by the way, I want to make it very clear that depending on what state you're in, for example, the state that I currently sit right now, it is not against the law for me to walk in to a Chipotle armed, either open or concealed. Okay, and that no gun sign zone, I don't know that they're going to put it up, but a no gun zone sign does not carry that weight of law here in Georgia. I can ignore that sign, and then, of course, if I'm asked to leave, I violate the law if I refuse to do so. However, I would recommend, you know, if Chipotle doesn't want your business, don't give them your business. We have that right, and we're able to do that. But I like the way you put that, Nikki, and I want to defer over to George now. George, you wrote a pretty scathing comments, as I did, about this. Your thoughts utilizing FCC guidelines, please.
Well, guys bringing rifles into Chipotle. I mean, we saw this at Starbucks. We saw this at Jack in the Box. What are these guys down at Open Carry Texas, what are these guys thinking? Are they working against us? Are they working against the Second Amendment? Because they saw what happened before. What do they think was going to be different here? So these idiots had to be doing this on purpose for the purpose of getting Chipotle to put up the no-gun sign. That's the only explanation, because how else do they think that they were going to change and open people's mind when you have a freaking rifle when you're trying to order your burrito? I don't know about you, but, you know, if I'm in a place of business, you know, where I don't expect to see rifles, you know, like in a restaurant, and some guys come walking in with rifles slung. One guy was even carrying it in a low ready.
We touched on that. I'm glad you mentioned that. He was at a low ready position with his finger outside the trigger housing. Now, let me make this very clear, Nikki. I agree with your sentiments. I'm going to take it one step further because you're too nice. I have to go here. That you have a segment of our society that is politically correct stated low information voter. I refer to that low information voter as stupid. And you can look up Webster's dictionary definition, not my own, and see why I use that term. But it is the Bloomberg milk chuggers and the Moms Demand Action and so forth who are vying for the opinion of that particular brand of individual. And that's who unfortunately gets all of the airplay when it comes time for Moms Demand Action to go to the media. They have all too much help because of the low information voter who is not educated and doesn't understand what George is talking about relative to carrying a rifle, and it, whether it's legal or not, doesn't make it the smart thing to do. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion with David Kodria. We'll bring him in here, and then we'll do some grilling while armed, and we'll give away a holster.
even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
And that's a fitting rejoiner coming in from Crossbreed Holsters, because we have a winner, I'm told, in the Facebook fan giveaway of the Crossbreed Holster Shooters Pack. Mike Singleton from Fairmont, West Virginia. Mike Singleton from Fairmont, West Virginia. You've just won the Shooters Pack. Reach out to us on Facebook and we'll notify you by a private message. But congratulations to you for winning the Shooters Pack. Mike Singleton in Fairmont, West Virginia. Congrats, baby. And Sean, I'm going to do something I know you don't like. While we're talking about the bringing David into the gun-free safety zone and so forth, and the Chipotle open carry and all that stuff, we're going to take three callers at 877-956- 877-927-9566 in honor of our Grilling While Armed segment upcoming. 877-956-9566. And the first three callers will win a 22 Magnum Grilling While Armed package of incredible barbecue rubs that we've been cooking with all weekend long. Go ahead and call in 877-956-9566. Do it now. Welcome back to the program. David Kodria, your thoughts on the Chipotle comments that we were talking about from Nikki and so forth. And what I was trying to get across with that is that the Moms Demand action groups depend on the low information or stupid voter in order to further their agenda. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah, and I have to qualify my thoughts because I absolutely want to see the right to keep and bear arms normalized in society, and unfortunately it is not because of the Moms Demand and because of the media and things like that. And I have been to events where people have openly carried, and I have spoken at events where people have openly carried, and it's gone off without a hitch, and everyone has, you know, been perfectly accepted and acceptable, and that's not been a problem. But what I have to come back to is, and this, I'm going to address this to any listeners who might be screaming at the radio right now and saying that we're all a bunch of sellouts and we're all a bunch of, you know, not Second Amendment absolutists or whatever. And I have to put it to you because I admit that I'm not a one-size-fits-all guy, and I don't think that I've arrived, and I don't think that I know everything. So my challenge to you is, you tell me, if you are one of these people who think that it's appropriate to bring a rifle into a Chipotle's or into a Starbucks, and understanding that in Texas, open carry of handguns is not legal, and that's why the various events that I talked about are more appropriate venues. But you tell me how you personally, don't worry about how you've made me look or Mark look or George look or Nikki look or anyone in the gun rights movement look. You tell me from your point of view how you have advanced what your cause and what your goals are with this. How have you advanced yourself in the eyes of the public? Is that important to you? It must be because you're openly carrying. How have you advanced yourself with the way the media is going to cover things? How have you advanced the efforts of people like Open Carry Texas to get handguns legalized in Texas for open carrying? Explain and educate. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're wrong. I have my opinions. You've heard the opinions expressed on this program already. But go ahead. I'm pretty easy to find. Okay, davidkodria.com, waronguns.com. It has my email address on it. And I would love to be able to have your rationale for how you personally have advanced the Second Amendment and what it is you think that you're doing in all of those areas.
I appreciate that.
I'll answer a question.
George, go ahead.
How does it feel to be the Westboro Baptist Church of the gun of the Second Amendment movement?
Great analogy, George. Listen, our ultimate goal, our goal is the same. Our goal is to advance the open carry movement. I like the way Masoud Ayoub said this in the past, that he would like to see open carry the law of the land in all 50 states. Me too. I love that privilege. Let me tell you something. Nikki, you'll appreciate this. You've attended open carry rallies across the country.
Yes.
It's nice to be able to know that I can openly carry my firearm and not have a fear of maybe displaying my firearm by accident if I happen to raise my arm to get something off of a shelf at a grocery store, and have the ability to do that, or to go from place to place where I'm carrying my firearm because of my activities and not have to worry about keeping it concealed, depending on the circumstances, or to openly carry because I believe, for whatever reason, that that's a tactical advantage that it gives me under a certain condition. I have I love that. And like Masoud Ayoub says, that we need to advance open carry to that degree, although some people believe, and many trainers believe, it might not be the most tactical advantage. That's up to the individual, and we want to see that the law of land. But the tactics had to change, and as we all know, they did, in fact, change them, didn't they, David?
Yeah, well, we've seen the groups in Texas have come out and said, you know what, we are revising our policy, and we are not going to be bringing long arms into businesses to make our point there. And again, my challenge is not for open carrying as a personal choice. It is how are you advancing your own personal goals by doing this in a business that has basically been accepting of open carriers,
right,
okay,
right.
And following the laws of the state that they're in. But we've seen with Starbucks and we've seen with Chipotle, and I'd like to have someone explain to me how they think that this is going to advance what their goals are by continuing to do something.
By providing a massive public relations coup to Moms Demand Action, who are going to get incredible coverage out of this, as we saw they did, not just in this case, but we also saw it with Starbucks and Jack in the Box and others. So we appreciate the comments from everybody on the table. I want to go to Bill Cannon. Bill just called in from Texas, down in the Houston area, Richmond, Texas, to be exact. I've been there. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, and you're listening to the segment on open carry, and of course, a lot of that controversy was caused not too far from you down in Texas, but we've moved past it. You've been barbecuing while armed, I hope, this weekend?
I've been doing a little bit of cooking this weekend. Yes, I have.
Tell us what you cooked.
I cooked, I started out with a brisket and did a couple of chickens, and then I decided I was going to do a specialized chicken, a bacon-wrapped stuffed chicken breast.
Oh, no, you didn't say that.
Did you do the chicken breast, or were you doing the thighs?
No, I did chicken breast.
You did chicken breast, and okay, so similar to our bacon-wrapped thigh recipe, I would presume, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much similar. I just happened to have some chicken breast and no chicken thighs. So.
You've got 2.5 minutes, almost 3 minutes. Go ahead and tell us.
All right, 8 ounces of cream cheese. Softened, a pound of breakfast sausage cooked, a jalapeno diced up, a quarter of a bell pepper diced up, the chicken breast, I butterfly that. You can also use a chicken thigh, and skinless, boneless chicken thigh, butterfly it. About four slices of bacon, some cheese, I happen to use Havarti, a quarter of a cup of Grilling While Armed Grand Champion Rub. And like I said, butterfly your chicken, mix together the cream cheese, the cooked breakfast sausage, the diced bell pepper, the diced jalapeno, and put that mixture in there inside of the chicken and
tie it all together with those bacon strips, huh?
Yeah, well, I tie it all up. I put the cheese on top, and then I wrap that baby in good old bacon.
And you indirect mesquite wood and coals, I'm assuming?
I did, mesquite wood coals, about 2 hours. I was running around 250-ish degrees.
George, 15 seconds before we go to a break. Music, pair it with a sidearm fast.
Well, because of the day being Memorial Day, I'm going to go with a GI 1911.
What a great call.
Cool. What a great call.
What a great call. I would expect nothing less from the resident Armed American Radio firearms expert. That leads us into the break. When we come back, Mike P. Wawarski is going to join us from the Arms Room, and he's going to give a little shout-out to a couple guys he lost in Afghanistan in 2006, right after this, here on Armed American Radio. Don't go away.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, IRFnews.com, and I have teamed up to bring you the new IRF News video blog. Each week, we will have reporters, political candidates, and much, much more. Each week, we will bring you stories that you are not getting from the mainstream media. All conservative news in one place. All you need to do is go to IRFnews.com. It's quite simple. Go to IRFnews.com for up-to-date conservative news. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
From Don Hills, a Facebook fan. Though I am sorry for his loss, why do I have the feeling that the media is only going to focus on the guy who spoke out against the NRA in his speech? A speech that was read off of a piece of paper that was probably written by someone else. Here we go again. Mm-hmm. That's referring to the father of murder victim in California who blamed, predictably, right-wing politicians. In other words, anybody that doesn't agree with his liberal politics. And the National Rifle Association for the acts of a madman in California. It was predictable and not unexpected. But he is correct in his assessment that that's where the media will go, because he is attacking the National Rifle Association. No question about it. Sad, but true. Welcome back to the program. David Codrey, we still have you on?
Yes, I'm still here.
George the Mad Ogre Hill, we have you on. Do we have George? George probably had to get up and go grill something.
Oh, no, I'm here. Oh,
there he is. He wouldn't disappoint me. And Shanto, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. I don't have my software here on this computer.
Yes.
So you'll need to tell me who else we have on the lines. I know we have Mike P. Wolworski from the Arms Room down in Orlando, Florida, our great sponsor down there.
Yes.
And does that do it?
That do it.
Mike P. Wolworski, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us about your radio show real quick down there on The Answer, 660 AM, our great affiliate in Orlando, where people can tune into you guys.
Yes, Arms Room Radio. We're on AM 660 The Answer, 3 or 4 on Saturdays.
Sounds good. You can pick that up on the internet, too, the magic of modern technology. Mike, tell us quickly, you're a veteran. Your products are veteran-owned, veteran-made. I have two of them. They are unbelievable. And you sent me something by text during the previous segment. You were in Afghanistan. This is Memorial Day weekend. The microphone is yours.
Thanks, Mark. Yep. While serving as a captain in the cavalry with the 53rd Brigade Combat Team, we were in Afghanistan for 13 months from 2005 to 2006. And while we were there, we lost two soldiers, Sergeant First Class Daniel Supli, who was wounded in a vehicle attack on April 1st, 2006, and later died August 4th, 2006. Mm. And Staff Sergeant Joseph First was killed in an RPG and small arms fire attack on his vehicle June 29th, 2006. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't think of those two soldiers.
Mm. Well, we'll dedicate this segment directly to them and to all veterans, and particularly to them as you were there and knew these men and their families and everything else. So it's that sacrifice and that enables us to do what we do here. And believe me, that is not lost on us here. We talk to the military. They've called the show from bases, from FOBs in Iraq and Afghanistan. Sean, you remember those calls.
Absolutely. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, that is an honor to get a call. And in fact, you know, as we were going through, I was looking through some of the names, Mike, of the people who participated in the Crossbreed Holster giveaway. And I know you'll appreciate this. And one of the individuals we saw on there a few days ago, his name escapes me, but he said, "I'm entered. I'm on it all the way from Afghanistan."
That's wonderful.
That's right. So, you know, hats off to those guys. And we appreciate you calling in for giving us that information and giving us the opportunity to thank them on the air publicly.
Thank you, Mark.
You betcha. Let's move around the table. George Hill, the Mad Ogre. How did you spend your Memorial Day weekend, my friend?
Oh, grilling with my family, doing burgers, doing baked beans, and just enjoying what we have, because it's too easy to lose it. So it was a good weekend, and you know, grilling on my little grill. I downloaded the Weber app from Weber Grills, and you know. Getting ready to launch a whole new chapter in grilling while armed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are. And, you know, the grilling while armed, tell everybody about the Facebook page, too. Bill Cannon was on with us, and he was using the grilling while armed rubbed. We'll be making an announcement on the launch of the grilling while armed website here in the very near future, hopefully within the next couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Facebook, grilling while armed. We're on Facebook. Come join us on Facebook. Talk with me, Mark, with Bill Cannon, and ask questions, get off-the-cuff answers, have a little fun with it. Don't take it too seriously, but it's just a lot of fun, and it's had a really good response. We're really happy with that. I'm really digging seeing the guys. They got the guns on their hips. They're
from all over the country.
Everywhere.
The photographs we're getting.
Even internationally. We got a photo of a guy in the UK. So that's just awesome.
Yeah, it really is. To see the photographs of everybody coming in from all across the country, from as far away as Alaska. And I think we've got them in from Hawaii, from all over the country. People are loving the grilling while armed. It's a lot of fun. Have fun with it. And like George said, don't take it too. I love getting the information from you get the trolls out there. Really? You need a gun to grill? What kind of neighborhood do you live in? And it's, you know, you need to lighten up and go take a pill. Okay? It's called fun. We're having some fun. And if you can't have fun, well, you know, go read a Nancy Pelosi novel or something. David Codrio, let's talk about your grill. Shall we do that?
Well, you know, you guys have me so intimidated at this point that tomorrow I'm going to make spaghetti.
You know, you can grill that.
But
you can. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You can grill that.
With gas?
Yes, you can. Well, no, you can't grill it with gas. You can cook it outdoors with gas.
Yeah, but okay. But on the Memorial Day thing, okay, because it's not over yet. And, you know, I have a father and uncles in military cemeteries, And here's the thing, for the folks who risked all and the folks who gave all, and this is the reason why we're having this Memorial Day, if you're going to go and visit them and pay respects on Memorial Day, the problem is, and I'm going to write about this tomorrow, according to federal law, if you leave your cave with your club, you will be violating federal law.
That's right.
To visit these veterans' cemeteries.
Wow.
And this is something, you know, these folks were the ultimate in terms of keeping their oath to the Constitution, and yet the cemeteries are Constitution-free zones. And I think this is something that we need to address.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. The National Cemetery right down the road from me is a gun-free zone as well. It is really, really interesting. I didn't give that any thought until you just mentioned that. And, wow, it's crazy. Mike, are you there? Mike P. Worst, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
How did you spend your weekend?
Working.
Building working veteran. See, now, building rifles.
Yes, sir. Building rifles. Being my veteran staff, building rifles all weekend long.
When are you putting together that 50 caliber?
We have one in that we're T&Eing right now.
Ooh, really?
Yes, sir.
We will end it on that note. We want to talk with you about that. We'll bring you back to talk about what you're doing with that. That's going to be a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Memorial Day weekend to you. Houston, you've got two fantastic hours coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every week. I love it. The doctor has written you a weekly 3-hour dose of freedom every single week. Remember, I tell you this at the close of every hour. Carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. And I'd like to thank all of my guests today, Dr. John Lott, Nikki Gosar, George the Mad Ogre Hill, Trent Cooper, David Kodria, Mike P. Waworski, and the lot. We'll be back next week filling your prescription for freedom here on Armed American Radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.